Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello and welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today we're continuing our series on the upcoming regional conventions of the American Guild of Organists. Every other year on the even years, the Guild holds one convention for all of its members, but on the odd-numbered years, like 2015, the various regions hold their own conventions. And this year is the first year the Guild is using its newly appointed regions. They go by geographical areas now, not numbers. There are seven regions across the United States. They are the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the Southeast, Great Lakes, North Central, Southwest, and West. Now, you do not have to be a member of the Guild to attend the conventions, and you can go to any or all of the conventions if you wish. You do not have to live in a particular region to attend that convention. Today, we'll be talking about the Western Regional Convention, formerly Regions 8 and 9. It will be held in San Diego, California. The convention begins Sunday, June 28th. Joining me from San Diego is Dr. Stanley Wicks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Let's begin with the schedule of the convention. What is happening and where?
Sure. Well, I thought maybe I would give it a little background as to how this all came about. About 4 years ago, our chapter of the AGO here in San Diego did a brainstorming session to consider the possibility of hosting the regional convention here in 2015. It was particularly a significant year for us in San Diego because in 1915, John and Adolph Spreckels, extremely wealthy businessmen, as well as generous philanthropists, donated an outdoor pipe organ and a pavilion to the city of San Diego, which became the focal point for the musical performances during the 1915-1916 Panama California International Exposition. Ever since that time, this instrument, now the largest outdoor pipe organ in the Western Hemisphere at 4,518 pipes over 73 ranks, has provided concerts to audiences on a regular basis to its citizens and visitors from all over the world who come to the Spreckels Organ Pavilion located in what is now Balboa Park. We wanted to celebrate the centennial anniversary of the Spreckels organ and realized that the best way that our AGO chapter could do this would be to host a regional convention. Hence, the theme of our convention is Party in Paradise. Our logo is a graphic design of the building that houses the pipe organ, with the facade pipes turned into birthday candles. Each evening after the final concert of the day, we're going to be holding birthday party-like celebrations back at the Handroy Hotel in Mission Valley, where the convention will be headquartered. So as you mentioned, the dates for our AGO West Convention 2015 will be from June 28th through July 2nd. It's going to open with a festival service of Christian worship at St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral, featuring their resident choir, along with a brass, timpani, and organ accompaniment. The cathedral houses a recently rebuilt Aeolian Skinner organ by Quimby Pipe Organs and has a total of 86 ranks of pipes. Following the opening festival service, internationally acclaimed organist Douglas Cleveland on the faculty of University of Washington and director of music at Plymouth Congregational Church in Seattle will perform in concert. Then we go to Monday morning, the schedule beginning at Claremont Lutheran Church, where C. Michael Hahn, distinguished professor of church music at Southern Methodist University, will lead us in a brief worship service with organ music drawing upon various worship styles from around the globe. An organ concert on Claremont Lutheran's 48-rank chants will be performed by the winner of the West Region AGO Quimby Organ Competition, a competition for young organists held just prior to the opening of our convention. We will then travel to St. Bridget's Roman Catholic Church in Pacific Beach to hear Carol Terry, professor of organ and harpsichord at the University of Washington and resident organist of the Seattle Symphony, playing on the church's 51-rank Martin Ott pipe organ. Monday afternoon schedule begins with a Guild luncheon. James Thomashower, executive director for the American Guild of Organists, will be the featured guest speaker. At 2 p.m., our exhibit area will open to the convention attendees, followed by eight workshops on such topics as the Alexander Technique, global worship music, organ improvisation, marketing for organists, and an organ master class taught by Douglas Cleveland. On Monday evening, we head down to Balboa Park for a special presentation on the history of Balboa Park and the Spreckels organ, followed by a concert Under the Stars by our own civic organist, Dr. Carol Williams, featuring several newly commissioned works, including some by the performer herself. Tuesday begins with a brief worship service at Rancho Santa Fe Village Church, followed by an Organ Plus concert featuring San Diegan Allison Ludicky and a Millennia Consort, comprised of a brass quintet and percussion. The Village Church houses a four-manual pipe and digital combination organ with 31 ranks of pipes and an 87-stop Allen Renaissance Quantum. A second concert in the same venue will feature two rising star young organists from the West Region, Thomas Milan, Young Artist of the Year at the 23rd Organ Festival in 2012 at Église Saint-Eustache in Paris, France, and Susanna Valot, winner of the 2011 Region 8 AGO Quimby Organ Competition for Young Organists. We begin the afternoon with a set of workshops back at the Convention Hotel, including accompanying silent films on the organ by San Diego's own Russ Peck and an organ masterclass by Christoph Bull. We then head across the I-8 freeway from the Convention Hotel in Mission Valley to First United Methodist Church of San Diego for a second set of workshops, including a presentation of organ preludes composed by Emma Lou Diemer, with the composer herself performing them on a 14-rank Blackington & Associates pipe organ in the Reverend Mark and Jean Trotter Chapel. Robert Plimpton, San Diego's civic organist emeritus and co-founder of the Spreckles Organ Society, will perform organ preludes on contemporary hymns that have, quote-unquote, made it into the common repertoire on the 108-rank Blackington & Associates pipe organ. We cap off the visit to First United Methodist Church with an evening organ concert by the young and internationally acclaimed concert artist Christopher Houlihan from Connecticut. On Wednesday morning, we head to Point Loma's All Souls Episcopal Church to hear the 34-stop Fritz Richard pipe organ played by Christoph Bull, professor of organ and university organist at UCLA. We then travel south to Paradise Valley Seventh-day Adventist Church in National City to hear two more rising star organists from our West Region, Chinar Merjanian, winner of the 2013 Region 9 AGO Quimby Organ Competition for Young Organists, and Nicholas Halbert, former organ scholar at St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in San Diego, who is currently a student of Nathan Lauba at the Eastman School of Music. We then return to St. Paul's Cathedral to hear an organ solo concert by Weiqing Zhao, native of the People's Republic of China and the 2012 winner of the 6th Miami International Organ Competition, and currently enrolled in the graduate program at USC studying with Cherry Rhodes. His wife, Fang Gao, will join him on violin performing Wei Cheng's transcription of The Butterfly Song. On Wednesday afternoon, we return to the Handler Hotel for a set of workshops, including an organ masterclass by Christopher Houlihan and Michael Hahn presenting material from his book, New Songs of Celebration Render, Congregational Song for the 21st Century, which is a comprehensive study of seven different streams of contemporary worship music. We then head to Point Loma Community Presbyterian Church to hear a concert by two local San Diego ensembles, Tambre Ensemble, a professional handbell choir under the direction of Michelle Sharik, and a professional choral ensemble, Sacra Profana, under the direction of Krishan Oberoi. That evening, John West, concert artist and organist music director at Hollywood United Methodist Church, will perform on the church's 52-rank Blackington & Associates pipe organ. On our final day, we will head to downtown San Diego for two concerts. Chelsea Chen, internationally acclaimed organist, who is also a composer, a native of San Diego, but currently residing in New York City as artist in residence at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, will perform at First Presbyterian Church on their 101-rank Cassavant pipe organ. We will close our AGO West Region 2015 convention with a fun-filled performance in downtown's beautifully restored 1926 Balboa Theater, named as one of the most spectacular theaters by CNN Travel, on the Wonder Morton Theater pipe organ by local theater organist Russ Peck. This program will end with Russ accompanying a silent movie.
Now, what have you and the committee done to give attendees a unique experience in San Diego?
I think the most unique experience during the convention will be our visit to Balboa Park to hear the Spreckles outdoor pipe organ. Where else in the U.S. at the end of June can one go to hear such a concert under the stars with our beautiful San Diego weather? We have an unprecedented number of young performers, half of the performers on the convention are under the age of 30. That's not me, by the way. And our convention will also host Youth Day. Tuesday on the convention program will be a special Youth Day, and we have activities scheduled just for them.
There's more of my interview with Dr. Stanley Wicks in a few minutes. Right now, let's hear one of the organs featured during the convention. Located at St. Paul's Cathedral on 6th Avenue in San Diego, this organ actually started life as a two-manual instrument built by Hook and Hastings in 1887 at the parish's old location at 8th Avenue and C Street. In 1950, the parish moved to its present location, and M.P. Muller relocated and enlarged the organ to 45 ranks with a three-manual console. Aeolian Skinner rebuilt it in 1969, put in a new four-manual console, 78 ranks, and over 4,300 pipes. Quimby Pipe Organs of Missouri did a major restoration on the organ for its 125th anniversary in 2011. Allison J. Ludeke is playing the organ for us. Composed by David Ashley White, this is Triptych, Parts 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Now, have there been any particular challenging aspects to putting this convention together?
Well, we've had to learn to be flexible in our planning. There's nothing like hoping to showcase a particular venue and instrument only to find out that they have decided to undergo a renovation of the space with the organ pipes out of the case and on the floor. But fortunately for us, we have many fine organs in the city and had no problem finding a replacement venue.
Tell us about your position on the committee. What are your responsibilities?
Sure. I am the program chair of the steering committee, basically responsible for getting several heads together to brainstorm potential persons who will perform concerts, as well as persons who will present workshops and lead our worship services. As a matter of fact, the convention coordinator, Jack Lasher, and myself, back in 2001, served in the exact same capacity for the last regional convention here, which was under Region 9 at the time. And I would say both Jack and I are both wiser and more mature, and we hope that we can help top that prior success at this year's convention.
So it really does help that you've done this before. You know what not to do and what additional things you can do.
Exactly. And we also already had a template for the same time frame, Sunday evening through a Thursday afternoon. So it was a matter of taking what worked in 2001 and finding all the proper performers and presenters to make this a great success.
We'll be concluding our interview with Dr. Stanley Wicks in just a few moments. Right now it's time for one more selection for you, also on the St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral's Aeolian Skinner organ, Dr. Dorothy Young Reese performing a selection from Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 140, Sleepers Awake. Thank you. Is there anything else you would like the attendees to know about this year's regional convention?
Well, this is the first convention since the merger of former Regions 8 and 9, which means the entire west coast of the U.S. plus a few islands are part of this new region. We're expecting a very large turnout. We're also thrilled to bring artists from the former Region 8, including such persons as Douglas Cleveland, Carol Terry, and Susanna Valeau. We're also grateful for the many AGO chapters throughout the West region, as well as individuals who have given generously through our gifts and grants program to help underwrite the expenses of the convention. I'd also like to thank the several members of our steering committee who have worked tirelessly for the last 3 years to put the convention together, to Leslie Wolf Robb, the past regional counselor for Region 9, and to Matthew Burt, the current regional counselor for AGO West. And we certainly want to invite everyone to come join our party in paradise this summer.
And you don't have to be from the Western region to attend the convention, right?
Absolutely not. We actually do have some registrants already from other parts of our country, and certainly don't want to steal from the other regions, but we think we offer a very compelling program for people from all over the country to come and join us.
I'd like to thank Dr. Stanley Wicks for joining me on At the Organ. Dr. Stanley Wicks of the American Guild of Organists 2015 Western Regional Convention. The convention will be held in San Diego, California, begins June 28th and runs through July 2nd. The convention website is?
It would be www.agosandiego2015.org.
And there you can find out more details about the convention. You can register to attend. You can register to be an exhibitor. You can purchase ads for the program book. And don't forget, June 1st, the registration fees go up to their full rates. So act quickly so you can get in on some good deals there. And again, thanks to Dr. Stanley Wicks for joining us on At the Organ.
Sure. Thanks so much, Jim.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store, or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week, and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.